ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has announced the first flights to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda will take off in 10 to 12 weeks. The UK government's controversial Rwanda bill passed through Parliament this week. Yesterday, I spoke with Lord David Anderson, a British barrister and life peer who was critical of the bill. But one of the people on the panel set up to oversee the UK's plan to send migrants to Rwanda is former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer. And he's our guest this morning. Alexander Downer, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Your role has been to offer independent oversight of the deal between the UK and Rwanda. In your opinion, is Rwanda the best country to send unwanted asylum seekers to?
Well, I think it's it's certainly an adequate country. I've been to Rwanda a couple of times and had a good look at it. I'm one of very few people who's been to both Nauru and Rwanda, and I think conditions are better in Rwanda than they would be in Nauru. So, it's a beautiful country, actually, and it's very well run and very well organised and clean and tidy place. So I think it is an appropriate place. They're going there for processing, just as we in Australia have sent people to Nauru for processing.
You compared it to Nauru, and you're right. I mean, that was our destination. Mm. You say that's not of the same standard. Then why did we send people to Nauru?
Well, because we wanted to break the business model of the people smugglers and stop people embarking on a hugely dangerous journey across the Timor Sea. That was the logic of it, and it worked. And it hasn't mattered in recent years what government we've had, whether it's a Liberal government or a Labor government, they've maintained the policy. I mean, there's no perfect solution to this problem. I have to say, there's a downside whichever way you choose. But in the end, I think it makes sense to, in the case of the UK, discourage people from embarking on really dangerous journeys across the English Channel in flimsy boats. And five people drowned yesterday doing this. I mean, this has to be stopped.
Last year, the UK's Supreme Court ruled that the asylum policy was unlawful, saying there had not been a proper assessment of whether Rwanda was safe. And you're saying you do believe it's a safe country, but there are many contesting whether it's a safe country in the UK.
That wasn't what the Supreme Court said, actually. What the Supreme Court at the UK said was that they were not satisfied that the processing of the asylum seekers in Rwanda would be adequate. They thought that it was possible, they didn't think it was probable, that it was possible that the processing could be inadequate and people would be sent back to the countries they had fled from, even though they were bona fide refugees. That was what the Supreme Court ruled. And so as a result of that, the Rwandans have, working with the British, made some changes to their processes. I haven't seen the details of those changes, but I think they have, both the Rwandans and the British government have done their best to address the concerns of the Supreme Court.
The House of Lords wanted the bill to include a requirement that Rwanda could not be treated as safe until an independent monitoring body found it to be, you know, the fact to be true. Will that be included?
Well, the House of Commons, which is the democratically elected chamber, the House of Lords is just appointed, rejected the amendments that were put forward in the House of Lords. They were supported by the Labour Party in the House of Lords. But the House of Commons has rejected those amendments, so that's not going to happen.
It's going to be a matter of weeks before the UK will start removing people and sending them to Rwanda. Anyone who entered the UK seeking asylum after the 1st of January 2022 could be sent to Rwanda. If their asylum claim is then subsequently successful, would they be able to return to the UK?
No, it would be the same as the system we have in Australia, that anybody who embarks on a, pays a people smuggler and embarks on a hazardous journey from France, of course, this is. They're going from France to England across the English Channel would be sent to Rwanda. They would obviously enjoy protection in Rwanda. They wouldn't be persecuted in Rwanda, but they would be. They would certainly not be allowed to return to the UK, regardless of what decision is made on whether they are genuine refugees or whether they're not. That's the way that they've designed their system, and that's how our system in Australia works as well.
And so would it be the obligation on the UK government to find them other places to resettle them?
Well, they could settle in Rwanda, and the UK government has made arrangements with the Rwandan government where these people would be able to train if they needed training in order to get jobs in Rwanda. If they wanted to remain in Rwanda, I mean, they might not want to remain in Rwanda and they wouldn't be required to. But if they wanted to remain in Rwanda, then provisions have been made to help them to with accommodation as well as employment.
The opposition in the UK, which if you look at the polling, looks set to win government when the election happens later this year, has been critical of the cost of the scheme, which runs into hundreds of millions of pounds. Do you think it's value for money?
I think it would be if you could stop people from embarking on these really dangerous journeys across the English Channel. I mean, thousands upon thousands of people are coming across the English Channel in that way. The thing to think about here is this is a business. Basically, organised crime gangs are taking money, putting people on these extremely flimsy boats to go from France across to England and circumventing British immigration. As a result of that, the British are ending up with a huge problem with large numbers of these people arriving. I mean, tens of thousands of people are arriving in the UK every year this way. So I think it is good value for money if they can break the business model of the people smugglers, of the organised crime gangs, and stop people making those sorts of hazardous journeys. Yes, I think it really is value for money.
Well, obviously, I'm assuming that the politics here is a bit different to perhaps the way it is in Australia, because it doesn't actually have bipartisan support. You mentioned that in Australia we do have the same policy under now this Labor government. There's boat turnbacks, there's third country resettling, the same sort of architecture, if you like.
Yeah.
But not in the UK. Just if putting a political hat, if you can, on, obviously, from your prism, just to be clear, our listeners will make that point, and that's the case. Is it different then?
Well, so it wasn't different in Australia. You have to go back a long time in history. You're probably too young
to
remember this.
I'm not too young to remember it, sadly.
You're a young woman. In 2001, when this policy was first introduced in Australia, it was strongly opposed by the Labor Party. And you might recall after the 2007 election, when the Rudd government was elected, they abandoned the policy. Only a little while later they reintroduced it, but they abandoned the policy. So you do have to be frank with you, I think in the UK you have pretty much the same debate as you had in Australia, particularly back at that time in 2001, 2002. It's a very similar debate, and the same sort of people lined up on two sides of the debate, and public opinion is pretty much the same in the UK as it was in Australia at that time. It's a very, very analogous situation. I mean, Australia, of course, is many years ahead on this policy, and so bipartisan has gradually emerged. As the Labor Party has had to face up to the facts of what a difficult situation this is. It's different when you're in government from when you're in opposition. So what the British Labor Party will do, you're right, I mean, they're almost certainly going to win the election at the end of this year. What they will do, I think, honestly, remains to be seen, and it will depend how successful this policy is in the meantime.
Alexander Downer, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a great pleasure.
Alexander Downer is a former Australian foreign minister, and he was on a panel that was set up to oversee the UK's plan to send migrants to Rwanda, which they've said is modelled on our system, on our own border protection policies, which are now very much bipartisan.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.